Good drizzly Saturday morning, everybody, and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast and that summer season 2022, episode 6. It is July 16th, 2022. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. We are up to our sixth episode of the summer season of the summer of 2022. That means we're burning up summer and we're back to school in a short period of time. We are back to our regularly scheduled Saturday morning episodes. I went away for a few days and had to stop into a couple of stores. They had their back-to-school aisles set up and ready to go. It was just like brutal. But let's focus on it now, not the future. We still have another few weeks of summer left before we get start heading back to school. So we're going to talk about that and enjoy that while we can. In this episode, we're going to cover the closing of summer school and an update on the Honor Summer Reading Project information. And also some other apps that you can use for your projects. Whether you're in honors or regular, you'll have access to these apps and tools for class projects. All of this and more in this upcoming episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Compliments of my daughter. So normally I would jump into student emails, but we did not have any emails this week, so I'm going to skip on ahead to the summer school updates. Remember, summer school started in June 13th of 2022. It runs until Thursday, July 21st, 2022. That's this upcoming Thursday. Virtual office hours will once again be back on Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. This is the last regularly scheduled virtual office hours of the summer. After this, if you need anything, you're going to have to email me and we'll set up some time to discuss things because this is the last week of summer school, last week of virtual office hours that are planned. So for summer school, beginning of this week, I updated through email everyone about their grades and where they stand for the summer school courses they're taking. Edgenuity is getting some work done, so the servers may be offline at some times today. In fact, I was hanging out with my neighbors. There are other websites. Instagram was having issues today. Google in some places was having issues today. So I'm hoping this podcast gets posted. So today is Saturday, July 16th. Please be aware that Edgenuity is getting some work done on their servers and may be offline at times today. Plan accordingly. I'm going to keep repeating this summer school tip because it's a big thing. I noticed that some of the people were not answering the open-ended questions or giving very brief answers. Many people were losing points. You need to pass the course for it to count. Just don't take it. So answering those open-ended questions are a big to-do with passing the summer school course. Don't skip them. There's a grading guide in Edgenuity to assist you with your writing so you can kind of see what you have to answer. Also, you can ask me via email or drop into my virtual office hours, which once again will be Wednesday, July 18th from 9 to 10 a.m. If you have questions before then, zip me an email. We'll set up a time to talk or I'll get back to you as soon as I can via email if you don't want to talk, and I'll help you out with those questions. So summer school ends this Thursday, July 21st. I have to have grades in by the next day, so there is no late work being accepted. If you need help with something, reach out. I will help you out as best I can. So that wraps up the summer school. We are going to jump into the honors summer reading updates. I know this is a bit repetitive, but if you have any questions, please send them my way via email. I sent out an email to everybody. All the honor students got the links to the summer reading information. All the resources are posted on the class website and in Google Drive. You're given the links to that. The class wiki, not the class website, but that is kind of the same thing. If you have any questions, email your questions to me. I will get you the information to answer your questions, and then we'll go from there. And I'll also post it in the weekly podcast. By the way, even though office hours are ending, the regularly scheduled office hours are ending this Wednesday, I'll still be pushing out the podcast with information. So, that being said, if you have any questions, get them to me. A couple weeks ago, I explained most of you should be done reading the book if you started reading at the beginning of summer. If you didn't, that's okay. But all the writing assignments are due the first day of school. Once I have access to Schoology and we're given the okay, I'm going to post the assignments in Schoology. Everything must be submitted on the first day of school in the new school year. You know, any questions, ask. And some of you have reached out in the past, and I have answered your questions as best I can. I think it's good because I haven't had any follow-up questions. So I do check email regularly. You are welcome to jump into the virtual office hours from 9 to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. Just send me an email, and I will send you a link to the Zoom meeting. As I've said numerous times, July 18th is coming up this week. That is the last day of, actually, no, it's not the 18th. Hold on. Let me see. It is the 20th. July 20th is the last day of office hours. My bad. So July 20th, that's a Wednesday, last day for scheduled office hours. After that, it's by appointment. Let me know. I'll get you the link to the Zoom meeting. We'll jump in and I'll help you out with whatever I can. Stated before, I'm working on reorganizing the course. We're going to be using Flipgrid more, TikTok more. If you have any questions, let me know. I'll get into it once school starts. Along with this, I got some more apps and tools for you guys to use. I picked up a green screen app. It's Do Ink and an animation app by the same company. I'll be playing with those this summer. You'll have the opportunity to use those if you like for projects. And I also have, an animation kit at school. It's called Toaster Pets Cartoons. It's an animation website. You have these little backdrops you use on an iPad. I have the kits with the animals and everything, and it makes like a cartoon video. So you have that at your disposal. And I will go over these once school starts. Continue to find new podcasts and borrow ideas in air quotes about, you know, how I want to change things up with the course and make the course a little more interactive and a little more interesting. So I'm working on that over the summer. I already talked about the wireless microphones for the iPhones and iPads. I'm going to try and get it working with computers, but I'm still, that's a learning process for me. I'm trying to figure out how to work that back. So that leaves us with that. That's pretty much the episode for today. So I'm going to jump into some music and I'll be right back. And we are back. You know what? I'll leave that for next week's show. I had one thing I wanted to add to the updates, but I'm going to save that for next week's show. We do have some announcements. Summer school is almost over. It ends this week. If you're a summer school student, make sure you get your classes done. Check with your teachers on your grades. Also, check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative. It's fun. It's a school club. You can get enrichment points and snacks for joining. I run it. If you're interested, check out the website. Send me an email. What's Up New Brighton also has a TikTok channel. Look for content on TikTok for What's Up New Brighton. And as always, do you know, you can check out ebooks from the school library over the summer. They are available. Check them out. Go to the school website. Get into the library. section, and you can check out ebooks. I've been doing a lot of reading over the summer, a lot of good fun reading, some on contents, course content, some just for fun. Always a good thing. So as we're going to wrap up this podcast, I want to mention several things. First is, as always, the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you like something, let me know. If you dislike something, constructive criticism is appreciated. Let me know. Don't get mad at anyone else. Just let me know what's going on. Second, a couple organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, and the globe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen use of best practices in educational technology today. That is PAECT.org. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT. Interview interesting guests and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and anywhere you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone that connects to the outside world or 211.org on any internet-connected device, and that will take you to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. That is 211 on any phone or 211.org on the internet. And also, if you're a Pennsylvania resident, go to 511pa.com. It's a website, great source for resource for travelers, especially this time of year with all of the construction going on. 511pa.com shows you driving conditions across the state, where the location of PennDOT snowplows are in the winter, has traffic cams that show live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates, shows you construction, all kinds of good resources there. I've used this resource numerous times throughout the year. Check it out, 511pa.com. It's also an app. I haven't downloaded the app on my phone, but I have used the website. So that pretty much is going to wrap up this week's show, everybody. Enjoy your cloudy Saturday. Tomorrow's supposed to be a rainy Sunday, but that's okay. It's going to be nice again next week. Get outside, enjoy the weather. If you have any questions, zip me an email. I'll help you out as best I can. Remember, the podcast will be continuing. This is the last week for office hours this Wednesday on the 20th from 9 to 10 a.m. I will be online. If you have any questions, zip me an email. I'll send you the link. We can meet up in the Zoom room and I'll answer the questions. The podcast will continue after office hours are over. Once again, I'd like to thank my daughter for some of the theme music and musical interludes. I appreciate her help. I'm going to go out and enjoy the cloudy day. Have a good one, everybody.